Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second, the left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting third, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third, the left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth, the DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Moorman moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to third for the out. Moorman scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perkins moves to third. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingman moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field. Boston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boston. Kingman scores. Baker goes all the way around to score. McGuire moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kingman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riho fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riho fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Tillman pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bannister, and towards Perkins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Tillman now playing right field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into right field. Tillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moorman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Tillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego catches it and throws to first to double up Carcoviche. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines takes first base on ball 4. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hasse for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Jay Howell now pitching. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Jack Perkins. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boston strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.